Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
Tuesday, January 16th, tune in to all sorts of creative community radio, including at 9 a.m., Catherine Schneider, a author and educator about birds, talks about how to deal with birds in the winter with the master gardeners Tim Kennelty and Gene Thomas from Cornell Cooperative Extension in Columbia and Greene Counties. We'll hear an excerpt of the Nature Calls podcast from the master gardeners today on the WGXC Morning Show. Plus, we'll hear new music from Quintron from New Orleans. Philip Grant has your local news, and the Catskill Maker Syndicate had the better weather. Stay tuned. It's all coming up after the local news on the WGXC Morning Show.
Blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news.
It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Accra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And Valencia.
Or as they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valety. Very well done. Did you mention the online way
and to online at WGXC.org.
Yes.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Rachel Shulman. Camper Hudson is hosting a monthly community dinner on Tuesday, February 6th. At 5:30 in our Solaris building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community, meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by a local volunteer. Everyone is invited. No one will be turned away. We will be glad to see you there. Please bring a friend.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Christopher Lee Brothers Plumbing and Heating of Albany, wishing everyone a joyous holiday season and happy new year. Red Carpet Service and Solutions since 1939. Information at CRISBRO.com.
Wayfarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jack Schoonover in Portland, Oregon. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Brenda J. Lyon reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul's executive budget announced on January 16th proposes repealing a state, and I quote, potency tax, end quote, on cannabis products. The tax was meant to make more money for the state from sales of high-potency cannabis. While store owners say it sends consumers looking for cheaper prices from unlicensed vendors. New York State has been slow to roll out legal stores in the 2.5 years since cannabis was legalized. Many legal stores have been open at the same time. Hochul wants to replace the potency tax with a wholesale excise tax of 9%, which would be charged to consumers in addition to the state and local retail excise taxes of 9 and 4%, respectively. State Senator Jeremy Cooney, a Rochester Democrat, also wants to repeal the potency tax and said, and I quote, "I think we also need to look at other states like Colorado that have actually had a lower tax rate than New York but has realized higher revenues. If we're able to really increase the volume of sales overall, even though it's a lower tax rate, it's better than losing it to the illicit market where we get nothing," end quote. Alan Gandelman, president of the Cannabis Association of New York, said, and I quote, "It's definitely a big win to revise the potency tax and make it a flat tax. I have to run the numbers and see what that 9% excise tax looks like, But honestly, right now, anything is better than the potency tax because that thing was completely untenable, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Luke Parsnow reports at New York State of Politics that Representative Elise Stefanik told the other Republicans running for president to drop out of the race after her man, former President Donald Trump, trounced all comers in the Iowa primary on January 15th. Trump took 51% of the votes in Iowa, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 21%, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley with just above 19%, and Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy at just under 8%. Stefanik said, and I quote, "As I have said for over a year, President Trump will be our Republican nominee and will defeat Joe Biden in November. I am calling on every other candidate, all of whom have no chance to win, to drop out so we can unify and immediately rally behind President Trump so that we can focus 100% of our resources on defeating Joe Biden to save America," end quote. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District and is the chair of the House GOP Conference, the third highest-ranking Republican in Congress. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson rabbi Daniel Freed died January 12th at the age of 78. He led Congregation Anche Emeth and served for 43 years at the Hudson Synagogue. Freed and his wife, Denise, have two children, according to Congregation Anash Emeth's website. Arlene Levinson, president of Congregation Anash Emeth, said, and I quote, "I can't wrap my head around the impact he had on the community. Rabbi Freed has been around for the birth of babies, bar mitzvahs, weddings, and funerals. What I learned from him was that he was passionate and dedicated to the community. The synagogue and this community have been his life," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, January 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 6 degrees in Tannersville to 16 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 33 degrees. We have snow reports in. Everybody got some yesterday, just not a whole lot of it. Germantown, 2 inches. Phoenicia, 2.5. Austerlitz and Greenville come in at the highest at 3.2 whopping inches. Today will be mostly sunny, but it will also be pretty cold. We get a high of 26 degrees at 3 p.m. So it's sunglasses and a full layering up if going outside. Overnight, temperatures dip to 14 degrees. Then tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 29 at 3 p.m. Light, isolated snow shows up in the afternoon and lasts through the night. We get a low of 20 degrees. Then, on Friday, snow falls all day. A half inch of accumulation is expected. On Saturday, there won't be any snow, just a lot of cold, with a high of 18. Sunset today will be at 4:35 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be average at 423 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently okay below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. Despite the relative stability of the sun, the current sunspot number is 150, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
Shoegaze. An inspired melody from an experimental band that no one knows about. Lost in 10 million songs. After the gig, crossing the parking lot in the deserted town. Getting into the beat-up Subaru, never to return. Play your flute sound, little elfin birthday child. Spicy tofu and kimchi waiting when your song ends. What's for dessert? Fresh shoegaze with frozen art sauce and pink noise sprinkles. Plays a happy chip tune from its tiny speaker.
Catskill, that's Rodney Allen Greenblatt with the song Shoegaze from his 2023 album Box with Tubes.
This is Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
Very good. He has a brand new album.
He was on our show once. I don't remember when. But
he's from Catskill, and he's performing at a special WGXC show in May that he'll tell you about here.
In May?
Okay. Yeah. May 31st at the Greenville Drive-In.
Oh, the Greenville has a drive-in?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No. I know Coxsackie had one, but I didn't know Greenville had one.
Oh, it's great.
And they run in the winter?
No, not in the winter.
Okay.
But in the spring they'll open, and they have great movies and music events. And
it's
a really fun place.
That's great.
Yeah, all kinds of people play there. And
I didn't know you're a musician. I know him as an artist.
That's right.
Artist.
What are you going to do at the Greenville?
I'm going to do my music show, which is synthesizers, and I'm going to have a video this time that I'm working on. It should be fun. And I'm opening up for two amazing bands, actually. Matt Mose, really well-known electronic music, and Negative Land.
Negative Land.
Sounds like where I live.
Right up your alley. That's his home.
Yeah, like they've been at it since the 80s. It's like.
Wow. He hated the 80s, but sounds about right. That's what he was born out of, the hate.
Well, they hated the 80s too, there and they go. Made amazing there music.
I love the 80s. Oh my gosh. I love it.
You're barely alive.
Who cares? It's Prince, Michael Jackson. I love it. I love it. So you give me so many Andy Warhol vibes. I don't
Andy
know
Warhol?
What it is. If
it's the hair. Silver hair, yeah. But that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
So you still have your shop in town here? Or?
No, the Rodney shop is closed.
Oh, okay.
What kind of a shop was it?
It was a shop of my artwork. I did a lot of design work, and it was a lot of like toys and T-shirts
that's
and
cute.
Stickers.
It's
and, yeah.
Designed for a TV show. I can't remember which one.
I designed it for a video game in the 90s.
Oh, video game.
Called Parappa the Rapper.
Okay.
I was the artist who did the artwork.
And now you don't have a shop anymore. Are you online? Is your shop
and now
online?
Now my shop is online.
That genius, of course. Why have brick and mortar and all the overhead?
Well, I tried. I did it for 3 years.
I mean,
it
it's
was
nice
fun.
To meet people and to get...
That's yeah. what was great about yeah. it. All yeah. kinds of people would come into the
you
shop.
You could do pop-ups.
I...
No, he's like, no, I'm over it.
I'm on to the online thing, which is a lot of work, actually.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's not like pop-ups like at a, you know, an event. Like in Hudson, we do a lot of Pocket Park, a lot of different pop-ups that bring out people from their normal online world,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. So
instant gratification is still king.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a project.
It is.
There you have it. You don't do a radio show, though, right?
What?
You don't do a show on WGXC, though.
No, right? I've been a guest DJ, though.
Oh,
you DJ
go.
As well?
Yeah, years
okay.
ago. Yeah, I did some Japanese music, Japanese pop.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah, because I used to go to Japan a lot, and I met a lot of cool people, and then I came back with all these CDs, and, you know, it was the 90s. And
yeah. CDs was king in the 90s, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'd have like a whole like suitcase full of CDs when I came back from Japan. So I did a show of some of that stuff.
That's great.
Which was really fun.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I think anything that people can expose themselves to broaden their environment is really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was great. You're welcome.
Give us the details, though, one more time about the show.
In Greenville.
That's May 31st.
That's almost my mother's birthday.
I don't think we have a time and all that yet.
I think tickets go on sale February 1st.
Oh, okay.
Or I think that's right.
And that's a fundraiser for WGXC.
It is,
yeah.
Just like today, folks, if you come on down, get a
some
little soup.
Get some sopa. Starts at $5.
Get soup. You can give as much as you want. It
starts at five.
Yeah.
Do
you have any soups?
I just got some. I haven't had time to
try. Oh, you better
get. What did you get?
Gonna get
but I'm going to do that. I got the veggie root vegetables.
Ooh, good job.
Vegetables.
I heard it was good. I heard all the stuff that went into it. Sounded cute.
Yeah, and Left Bank is an amazing place.
Isn't it, though?
It is.
You guys
I
got
like
it filled up here.
Yeah.
No, but the last time I was here for the closing in spring, it was good, too.
Yeah.
And it's bigger this time because she's not alone.
I don't know about that, but, you know, it's wintertime. People come out. They show up more in winter than they do in the summer. Everybody's busy in the summer.
Yeah,
but when winter's around, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, really?
The key
nothing.
Is they advertised it a lot, and they let them know that you and I were both going to be here.
Not really, Tom. It's the wintertime. Okay. I promise you.
But this is a cozy place.
It is.
It's cozy.
It's
really
cute.
Cozy.
It's super
Huiga.
Cute.
Yeah.
I wish we had a place like this in
Huiga.
Hudson.
Huiga.
I mean, we kind of do.
It's
Spotty
Huiga.
Dog is just so small.
I know. It's tight in there.
It's got the possibilities.
Okay.
Yeah.
But thank you, Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You all. Thank you.
WGXC listeners, this is Kelly McCon. Campbell Hudson is hosting its monthly dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community and meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by our local volunteers. Everyone is invited and no one will be turned away. We will be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If you look at what's happening in the country, it's not good. And you don't have to turn on the news to see it. You feel it when you go to the gas station. You feel it when you go to the grocery store. We feel it in our mortgage payments. We feel it in our insurance payments. Everything that we have to pay has gone up.
Now that the dust and snow have settled in Iowa, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former President Donald Trump, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are moving on to New Hampshire. Speaking at a rally in Bretton Woods, Haley called for cuts in government spending, blaming President Joe Biden, but also congressional Republicans, citing billions in pandemic-era funds. Trump got a bit more than half the caucus votes, with DeSantis getting about 20% and Haley close behind that. Despite saying he'd stay through Super Tuesday, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has suspended his campaign after placing sixth. Vivek Ramaswamy is doing so as well, and he's endorsing Trump.
Every one of us in this room has done our part to save this country, and I am so proud of every one of you who have lifted us up. But we're a campaign founded on the truth, and so that's why we've made that decision today. And I'm also making the decision that this has to be an America First candidate in that White House.
Trump and Haley have begun attacking each other more directly in the Granite State. ABC canceled a debate after Haley demanded Trump take part, and the former president refused. Biden is calling congressional leaders to the White House to discuss his $110 billion foreign aid package, another sign that some kind of deal on Ukraine support and new immigration policies may be in the works. Congress is considering a renewal of an expanded child tax credit. Census figures say an expansion during the pandemic cut child poverty roughly in half. This proposal is a bit smaller, but Zana Berg with Kids Count South Dakota says it could still make a big difference for many.
Some low-income families, a smaller percentage, but some did use the child tax credit to either pay down debt or save a little. And that also is really significant, too, when we think about economic security for families.
The House Rules Committee is suspending its push to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress as his lawyers negotiate ground rules for his testimony. Alabama aims to help police deal with the 10% of people in the state who have sensory issues, which law enforcement might not recognize right away. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert says a new state law requires police to undergo training to help better understand what can trigger someone.
got to look at some of the outlying things like flashing lights when they come up on the scene. That can trigger an individual with sensory needs. Your loud sirens, a lot of officers crowding the person can cause problems. So we got to be able to recognize those things and adapt accordingly. And that's what this training is going to be focused on.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Seven sets of state legislative maps were submitted to the Wisconsin Supreme Court January 12th, ranging from a Republican-dominated status quo to competitive. In December, a newly configured Wisconsin Supreme Court found the Assembly and Senate voting district maps were not contiguous and therefore unconstitutional. It ordered new maps by March 15th. An analysis of the newly submitted maps by John Johnson of Marquette University Law School found that all were contiguous and that majority-minority districts met Voting Rights Act requirements. The biggest differences in the submissions were in competitive partisan balance. Johnson measured the balance using past voting patterns for the towns in those districts. He found the Republican legislator submission maintained its artificial 64-35 assembly majority, and it would take a statewide winning margin of 16.3% for Democrats to take control of the assembly. Law Forward, the law firm which brought the case, submitted highly competitive maps where a margin of 3.3% could reduce the GOP advantage in the assembly to 50 Republican seats to 49 Democratic seats. Other maps included Governor Tony Evers' 5.3% map and a conservative law group's at 13.2%. Two outside consultants hired by the court must submit their analysis by February 1st. We have a link to the Marquette University analysis of all the maps at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
Thank you.
Matmos asking the 2023 question, lend me your ears from their Return to Archive album.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Social media was flooded locally last weekend with images of water flowing over Dutchman's Landing in Catskill and parts of Athens, Coxsackie, and Hudson after a second round of heavy rain and snowmelt. Sarah Rizzo reports at News 10 that Frank Guido's port of call in Catskill was flooded on December 18th and again on January 10th. This year was the first that the Dutchman's Landing restaurant planned to stay open year-round, but now it is closed until spring. Guido said, and I quote, I have 50 people working there. That's why we wanted to stay open year-round, so we didn't have to lay off people, end quote. Guido said they hadn't finished cleaning up from the first flood when the second flood battered the restaurant. The port of call was flooded many times in recent years, including in 2011 during Hurricane Irene, when they had to tear down and rebuild. The restaurant flooded again during Hurricane Sandy in 2012 and also in 2020, and on Christmas Day in 2022. Guido is not thinking about moving in the face of the flood. He said, and I quote, I've always had waterfront restaurants. I've had them since 1981. To me, this is the best spot. We're right on the Hudson. You see the boats go by. You can't replace that location. End quote. Read more about this story at News 10. Philip Antuso reports for the Times Union that the $7 billion Hudson Valley Credit Union announced it acquired the $592 million Catskill Hudson Bank. Catskill Hudson Bank customers will eventually be transferred to the larger Hudson Valley Credit Union. The deal still needs regulatory and shareholders' approval, which might not come until the second half of the year, with the two banks planning to fully integrate within 12 to 18 months. The credit union serves customers and businesses in Albany, Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, Orange, Putnam, Rensselaer, Rockland, Saratoga, Schenectady, Ulster, and Westchester counties. Catskill Hudson has 11 branches and 3 offices in Sullivan, Orange, Ulster, Saratoga, and Albany counties. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mickle reports in Porcupine Sioux that on January 12th, the Catskill Rotary announced $15,000 for a Columbia Green Community College Scholarship Fund named after former member Roger Lane. He died on April 22, 2022, at the age of 73. The Catskill Rotary said in a statement, and I quote, Roger was a 40-year member of the Catskill Rotary and our guiding light. He was active in many aspects of the Catskill community, including his church, school, and village board. He was also a Navy veteran, end quote. Columbia Green Community College President Dr. Carly Drummer said the scholarship will go to nursing students because of Lane's love for the nursing team who assisted with his own medical care. Drummer said, and I quote, the nursing faculty will be just thrilled. I cannot thank the club enough for this, end quote. The club and college hope to award at least one $500 scholarship each year indefinitely from the fund. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Sioux. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Is evidence of the strength of my spiritual path.
vastness of the threefold universe, the Tao is supreme. In my body is a golden light. I am completely bathed in it. Looking, I cannot see it. Listening, I cannot hear it. It surrounds heaven and earth. It nurtures all. Reciting this scripture 10,000 times, my body shines bright. Protected within the threefold universe, the five emperors welcome me. The 10,000 spirits assemble. A thunderclap issues. Ghosts and demons are terror-stricken. Evil spirits are carried away. A thunderbolt comes from within. The thunder god remains hidden. Penetrating wisdom pervades. The five chi steam and seethe. Golden light flashes, covering and guarding the perfected.
Same old blues again.
That was Side B of a 2018 local release from DJ SVB from Hudson. It was Force Field and Same Old Blues and Mirror Soul from SVB on WGXC.
2023 music from bassist Luke Stewart there. Antique Consequence is the name of the song.
Next, we have 2023 new music from Kurt Vile from his album Back to Moon Beach. This is Tom Petty's Gone.
All right. myself for never getting to talk to him. What's the world coming to end? What happened to you when? How am I gonna make it's coming apart at the seams? It seems. Dylan's here. What a slippery son of a gun. If he was ever in my sights, I'd probably melt down like a nuclear reactor. Yeah, I would. But what's the world coming to end? I think we better glue it down. And how am I gonna make amends with a world run by corrupt men? All the same, will you tell him I asked for him, asked for him, asked for him? Betty's gone, and I'm long gone. And how am I gonna? It's coming apart at the seams. She could have held on a little longer. If you see him on another dimension, will you tell him we all really miss him? Maybe they're just in the upside down. Either way, it's got me down. The yin and the yang is a black and a white. Seemed to always poke a knife in the dark side. Think they should've cut the white one. 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 I may never find a match for it. And if you see it, say hello. And if you see him, will you tell him I asked for him, asked for him, asked for him, asked for him?